This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you, I-O-U, do. Here we are, ready to sing and dance our way into your hearts. And the conversation that ensues will be musical, right? We can all, let's see, how can we do this? I was going to sing my way into a couple of stories in this hour. You think we can do that,
Jay? Do it.
You think so? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. This is a story about, this is good news for those of you who do crafts or who read or you play instruments. Not just youngsters, but people of all ages. You are helping you to be a better you. Crafts.
That was beautiful.
You like that? Okay. So here's how you can eliminate or lower the risk of you getting dementia. Reading books. I don't think that's any news. But craft, and people who do the Sudoku, I never figured that out. Have you ever done Sudoku?
I love Sudoku.
Really?
Yes.
How do you do it?
I'm a big fan. It's just a puzzle. It's just a puzzle. And the numbers you have to do, it's 1 through 9, and you do different orders. And no square of 9, no horizontal row, no vertical row can have the same number twice. You have to just put them all in, 1 through 9. It is my favorite thing to do.
Wow. You do crosswords, too?
No, I'm just Sudoku or bust.
Does your mother, your father, they do crosswords? Is that anything that they do?
They might have once upon a time, but no, they're, any free time is working, or we work hard, we play hard in our family.
Ah, okay. Well, here's the new research. For those of you who are wondering what the heck I'm talking about, 2 million people have been studied, and the cognitive activities and physical activities and social activities that you pursue will help you, if you're doing the right stuff, will help you from being at risk for dementia. So this is the...
It makes sense.
It certainly does.
Your brain's a muscle, and you need to continue to work at it and work for it and do things that are healthy for you but also good for your soul, because when your soul's happy, aren't you happy too?
Yep. I'm going to be happy for the rest of your life, and I'll finish that song.
Yeah, make a pretty woman.
Your wife.
I'll finish it for you.
From my personal point of view, get an ugly girl.
Get an ugly girl to marry you.
So this
That's not a sexist song at all.
No. Anyway, there are things that we can do. We all kind of know this subconsciously, the activities that you do and how good they are for your brain. But there are also things that you can do that are good to keep you from... You know, the cancer thing is, and heart disease, all these things that are a problem these days are things that you have choices. You've made choices, right? You've played sports or you haven't played sports. You've decided to be at risk for dementia by just sitting in front of the television set all day long. Whatever it is that keeps you, that's not good for your body, it's not good for your brain, but yet a lot of people like it. That's what they do. So they're dead by the time they're 68 or 69. And so anyway, a lot of different studies point to the same thing. And I suppose maybe this is analysis paralysis in a manner of speaking, because all of these things have been, you've heard this stuff before, right? The doing the crossword puzzle, reading, that sort of thing, this just whatever it is that you're doing, what I'm doing. Talking, doing research, that's the stuff that keeps my brain going. And being busy and active, having 3 businesses that I'm trying to juggle, keep going. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a social creature? Not really. I'm really not a social creature. I don't spend a lot of... My social activity is the people that I'm with when I'm on the air, or the people that are on the farm. I have some friends that I spend a little time with, go out to dinner here and there. But generally speaking, my days and nights are all about productive. I may stop for an hour before I go to bed, have a little ice cream and watch a TV show, Law and Order or something like that, but that's it. I just keep on moving. And I think that's it. But everybody's different. We all have different priorities, different things that we want to do. But if you're inactive, your brain doesn't work, your body doesn't work, you might as well pull the covers over you right now, because that's going to be the end of it. The end of the line will be when you stop.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's update ourselves now on COVID, because there's a lot of stuff floating around. Don't we wish it would all just go, go away? This is a very interesting bit of information from the feds as to how much fraud there was. Now, we all kind of know that we all know somebody, right, who cheated, who lied, who told stories on their form so they could get money that they didn't deserve. And prosecutors now are going through all of this stuff, and they're struggling to keep up because there was so much of this. Can you imagine the Russian government figured out a way to steal money from us during the pandemic? Of course, yeah. They're hacking. And they're laughing now at us because we made it so easy. But then, you know, were the Russians in cahoots with the Chinese because the Chinese were responsible for COVID in the first place? Then you wonder, you know, how much they're all trying to cripple America and Americans. That's what they're doing. And still are, in the manner of speaking. The CDC, though, has said that people exposed to COVID don't have to isolate anymore. So what does that mean? No more masks? You don't have to. But if you're smart, you probably will if you're indoors, right?
I think so. But it's one of those things that just goes, again, to it's a personal choice. If they're saying you don't have to anymore, yeah. And somebody feels more comfortable to and they want to, or maybe they are constantly around somebody who is very high at risk, so they want to do their part, then go for it. And other people don't have to.
I'm quirky, as you know, when it comes to things like this. And so when I was told, yeah, I am. News is a news flash. Somebody who tells me that I have to do something usually will, that business of the hard and fast, you have to do this. I did go along with the mask mandate because I thought, I didn't do it because the government told me to do it. I did it because I wanted to protect some of the same people I was just talking about a few minutes ago. People that I work with, people that I'm around, people that I love and care for, my children, my grandchildren. It made sense to me because I figured out I used my brain. I didn't need some guy in the CDC to tell me I needed to wear a mask. However, I guess a lot of people did, and so they did. But wearing a mask, if you were educated and understood what was going on with the various masks and what happened when you congregated in a large group, I mean, look around at all of the super spreaders there were, parties, beach stuff the kids were doing, you know, all of that sort of thing.
Concerts.
Isn't that common sense? Wouldn't that come and say, why did you, you know?
Well, and it even just goes past COVID, where think about how many times somebody would be sick with a bad cold or a flu or whatever, and they would still go out in public because they didn't want to miss out on something, or they had to go to work, and it was just like, whatever. And then since COVID hit, people are a little bit more aware of all illnesses now, where it's like, no, yeah. I'm sick. I'm not going to spread this. Or other people like, no, you're sick. Stay away from me. I don't care if it's COVID or not. Stay away from me. I don't want that
sick
you have.
No matter what it is. I mean, if you get a cold, you go to work. Oh, I got to go to work today because I got a lot to do. You selfish SOB. Stay home.
Especially when
don't spread it around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I see the Brits have come up with a new vaccine, a booster shot that is specific for the present Omicron variant. They have been pretty lax when boring Boris was in charge. What a boob he was. You know, he did all the wrong things. And look at what happened in England. So now they've taken to the offensive. And Moderna has done some trials over there. This is about the fourth dose in England. And they've had a couple of different variations on it. But they're testing versions of their vaccine there before they're testing it here, which I thought was kind of interesting. The COVID vaccination campaign, again, back to whether you make up your mind because you're smart to do this or whatever personal decisions you make, know that all the PR that you're going to see on television, which is paid for by both Pfizer and Moderna, They're making billions on this. I noticed yesterday the CEO of Pfizer tested positive for COVID. You get kind of a kick out of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Right, don't you? I mean, think about it for a second. Here's the guy who, the last guy in the world you'd expect to get it, has got it. Because everybody's getting it.
I'd be more shocked to hear, like, oh, he wasn't vaccinated.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That would be more of the news. Everybody's going to get it at some point. Yeah, you haven't had this yet, have you?
I haven't had it. Ken thinks I had it the first week, but I'm,
okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah, with that weird bug everybody had before it was identified.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. But it didn't stop me. I was driving across country, and by the time I got back home, I felt fine. I didn't feel awful. I just didn't feel well. And it's unusual for me to even, knock on wood, to not feel, you know, I'm always pretty much up and pretty much I feel good and let's go. But I wasn't feeling great that 4 or 5 days that I drove across the country, for sure. At any rate. So the continuing saga of what we do or we don't do, I guess the lesson, what I walk away with this conversation, I hope everybody can walk away thinking for themselves. It isn't what the government says, it's what you think, what you know, what you have found out in asking questions and, you know, just living your life. For God's sakes, we become so dependent. The government says this, the government says that, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. It's craziness. That's one of the reasons we've got problems, because people don't think for themselves. And then there's the other side of that, that people, you know, with the primaries and the political realities, are we going to have a revolution? Is there going to be a civil war? People are thinking for themselves, but are they really? Are they thinking for themselves? Or are they just following along with what other people are saying or thinking? I mean, if you really think we're headed towards civil war, really? Huh? What are you talking about? Not at all. Unless the wrong people do the wrong things. There's something to think about. 18 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. It's time for the gossipy portion. Not that there isn't gossip involved, unless it's crap that we talk about, but it is now a focus, social media trending things. Wayne Gretzky, remember him? Hockey player. He's been sued over a weight loss gum that he's promoting it, but apparently what he's saying, his claims, are not the reality. Imagine that. Somebody saying, selling something, telling you something that's not true. Wow.
What?
So, there you go.
And the kicker is he wasn't even hired to be the spokesperson for the product. It was his wife that was hired. And it wasn't supposed, it was just this natural gum that was supposed to be used to manage weight. His wife, Jeanette Marie Gretzky, was hired. And it's called OMG Gum. And then eventually Wayne Gretzky starts eating it and was like, hey, I lost
weight. Do you eat gum or do you swallow gum when you chew it? Some people swallow it.
Yeah, I'm not a gum person.
Yeah.
Not a big gum person. But Wayne Gretzky was like, I lost 35 pounds in 2 months or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people were like, oh, that's amazing. And even the guy who was in charge of OMG Gum puts more money into it. And then Wayne Gretzky's like, oh, yeah, no, I made it up. I lied. And so now the
He admitted to it?
Yeah, he even admitted to lying
about it.
Oh,
what a dummy.
Yeah.
Why would he admit that he's going to cost him $10 million, right?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what the guy lost. Yeah. So he's actually, the plaintiff is suing for the $10 million he lost, and then apparently some more for other kind of damages. But has he not
Stephen
learned?
Sparks.
You're not allowed to say this stuff.
Well, you can, but then you put a disclaimer with it.
Wasn't that a thing back in the day where Sarah Michelle Gellar was a Burger King? She was a kid in a Burger King commercial, but she preferred McDonald's, but she wasn't allowed to say out loud or be seen eating McDonald's because she could be sued.
I think there was
something. Burger King.
Yeah, that's the Pepsi and Coke wars. It seems to me there was something like that. In that, there's probably, whatever the category, there's probably something somewhere. I think I remember a Johnny Carson bit one night where they were advertising one thing, and then the guest and Johnny came back and talked about, you know, how horrible that the stuff was, or how they used something else. Or some celebrity, no, I know what it was. A celebrity was selling Coke, but yet was caught with a Pepsi can, was drinking Pepsi. And that was, you know, that kind of stuff goes on, though, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about the things that I talk about when I'm pitching a product, the stuff that we use and that we have. For example, the Calitrin, that stuff I really use, and it really does work. And so, you know, a lot of different ways of losing weight. This happens to be one that's natural, and that agrees with me and my lifestyle. But it does work. And so when people say, well, when you talk about all that stuff, people pay you to just, yeah, they do. But when it comes to something important like Calitrin, now that's what Gretzky should have been smart enough. Yeah, apparently he's not that bright. I guess that's what I'd walk away from.
He was right, a good I'd hockey. Be mad. Like, this was my deal. You keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so this guy bought lots of stock, and that's what the suit's about, right? This guy Sparks, he bought because of Gretzky.
Yeah, he reinvested his money into it.
Yeah,
into the company and the services.
Uh-huh. All right, user, what is it, the old caveat emptor? Remember that Latin expression? The buyer beware. And that's a good thing to hold on to no matter what it is that you're involved in. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Nice kid. Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt is set to hold a hearing on Thursday to decide whether to unseal more documents and the search warrant used to Mar-a-Lago. The raid of President Trump's Florida home had FBI agents armed with automatic machine guns take boxes and steal the president's passports. It's being reported the FBI has since returned the travel documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants the documents to remain hidden from the public to preserve the investigation. Media outlets want the documents revealed, citing the FBI's recent lies about Trump cannot be trusted. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News.
To me, until we see specificity within the affidavit, we will not have the kind of clarity that the American people need.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney lost her re-election campaign by a landslide vote Tuesday. Attorney Harriet Hageman will represent the Republicans in November's midterm elections. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As a member of the Made for TV January 6th Commission, Representative Liz Cheney is supposed to be objective in seeking the truth of that eventful day. After losing her re-election bid in Wyoming Tuesday by a landslide, she continued to be judge, jury, and executioner of President Trump in her concession speech.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the votes. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear, but it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
The Labor Department fined Dollar General stores over workplace safety issues after it found problems at three of the company's Georgia locations earlier this year. Government inspectors found exit routes obstructed, boxes of merchandise stacked unsafely, and electrical panels hard to access at stores in Pembroke, Smyrna, and Hogansville. The fines totaled nearly $1.3 million. Today is Indonesia Independence Day. Independence from the Netherlands in 1945. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a study that suggests fighters can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why did we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Jay Kirshner, Good Day Program. Do you want to be referred to as a host or a hostess? Because a lot of people, the actors don't want to be, women who are actors don't want to be called actresses anymore. They want to be...
They're actors. I hear hostess and I feel like I'm about to show you to your table.
Yes, okay. So co-host is Jay Kirshner. We'll get rid of that hostess in your head. Some good news, couple of good news items here. Oil prices at their lowest level in months fell off yesterday 40 cents a barrel. The data that created this is the faltering economy in China. They're finally getting what they deserve over there after all of this stuff, which we were dumb enough to fall into, so we have nobody to blame for this mess than us and the greedy guys who are my age who wanted to cut the people running big businesses. Okay, let's cut our costs. Let's go to China. Yeah, right. Okay. How'd that work out for you? Anyway, price of gasoline is down about a buck from where it was at its highest. Did you notice that where you are in Cleveland, Jay?
I did not. Maybe I went to the wrong gas station because I just filled up the other day and I felt like it was almost a dollar more.
Friend of mine who is in Missouri told me he paid $3.90 for gasoline. And so that's it. I paid, I think, $4.21 the other day to fill up my truck. Yeah, okay. So it's going down. It's certainly not $4.95. Here's another item that we'll, I think, consider the, this is kind of a good story. Television parents who are anchors on TV. They turn their baby's antics into a newscast. Jeanette Reyes, is that how you pronounce her name? R-E-Y-E-S, and Robert Burton, both newscasters, reported on a day in the life of their newborn baby.
It's really cute.
As if it was a serious newscast. Now it's on Twitter everywhere. Ms. Reyes, an anchor with Fox in Washington, began the video in TV-ready hair makeup as she lifted Bella, who was born June 30th, out of her crib. Good morning, Bella. It's 9:52. Sounds like what goes on in this program.
It was uncanny. It was amazing.
Yeah, kind of cute. You could do this with Mac, right? You could do a radio cast, in a sense.
Then, yeah, totally right? Could.
Okay, so
then but they were so funny, because then she throws it over to her husband, who is right. also an anchor with a different, with actually a rival station, ABC 7,
yeah,
in D.C., and she's like, let's go check out, see what's going on with the weather, and he's talking about this beautiful day outside, and they might be able to enjoy it if there are no spit-up speedings or diaper changes, and then he goes back to her with breaking news of a diaper, or an explosion at a diaper station.
Right.
And they did it, and what makes it so funny is they did it in all seriousness of, like, the way they spoke about it, and they did it in their news their newscaster kind of way.
Yep, that's kind of a cute story. And so you can find it. Where would be the best place you want to look at this? Where would you go to find
it? We'll post it. Come to our stuff. Yeah, we'll post it. Good Day Show on Facebook and Twitter, or Good Day Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter, and Good Day Show. I'm messing all of that up. My goodness,
want me to do
this
it?
Is my job.
Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter, Good Day On Air. How's
Good
that?
Day On Air on Twitter, yeah.
And you can also, you go to gooddayshow.com, you can find our daily podcasts, which are some of the highlights of the program during the day. And also you can all day, every day, listen to the whole program. It repeats at gooddayshow.com. All right, you got it?
Got all I'll write down. It down so I don't forget
great.
It.
Thank you. Here's, as long as we're in the baby department, 2 million infant rockers and swings have been recalled. Oh, here we go. Talk about lack of common sense. 2 million rockers have been recalled because of entanglement and strangulation hazards. Apparently, one child has died in this, so the Consumer Product Safety Commission announces the recall of four moms. Mamaroo baby swings and Rockaroo baby rockers sold at Target and Bye Bye Baby.
This is one of those things where, because we had that for Mac, the four moms Mamaroo, love it. But when the child is not in it, the straps kind of hang down, and that's the problem that happened twice apparently. The one infant was rescued and received treatment. The other one wasn't, unfortunately, but also how long was that child, that infant, unsupervised?
Who's watching, exactly.
Moving around, yes.
Why is it the company's fault? It's not the company. I don't see it. I see this as mismanagement of baby, frankly, bad parenting, and so...
Once the child is old enough to kind of move around more on their own, they're not supposed to be in this thing. So, like Mac, once he was able to sit up on his own, really, that meant he was out of the age to be using this, so we took it apart and put it away. You just, again, why was that infant unsupervised for that length of time?
Literally in the nanny state. All right, let's see here. What's the story of this mother who's prepared her 5-year-old son to respond to an active shooter. So she's teaching this child at home. Wow. This is, I don't know, last May. Yeah, the Uvalde shooting, parents, and what they are doing as the new school year starts. My grandson's in school in California. A lot of schools have started, and they will more next week. So this mother, Cassie Walton, said, in the back of your mind, you're always worried about what's going on. It's never off the table. She lives in McAlester, Oklahoma. She said it's always possible, no matter where you live, referring to Uvalde, who would have thought something like this would happen there. So she prepared her eldest son, Weston, who's five, to start kindergarten. She bought the school supplies, the normal stuff that she would. But then she got him a bulletproof backpack to go inside.
That goes inside, yeah.
Spider-Man.
And so he has a Spider-Man backpack, which, you know, he was so excited about, because who's not excited about a Spider-Man backpack? And he gets the bulletproof insert that goes in. You're not a Spider-Man backpack fan?
No. Yeah, so anyway. Wow. This is something. Is this over the top? So this kid's five, and she's 22, so she must have gotten started early. This is interesting. She's showing maturity here, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And kids already do this in school. She was saying that she grew up, when she would go to school, they would do active shooter drills at school. So she's preparing herself.
Because of Columbine. Well, that was the era. She was growing up when Columbine, which started all of this.
Yeah, she was born like shortly after, I believe, or within a year of when Columbine even happened. And I remember that. I was in high school when that happened, too. And you start doing the active shooter drills, so he's going to be going to school and starting. So she's getting him prepared of what they're going to do and showing him what to do, but also letting him know that sometimes when an emergency actually happens, how we prepare doesn't always go that way.
So would you do this with Mac?
To think on your feet. 100%. I'd rather do it and hope he never needs it rather than not do it and the situation happens. Because unfortunately, it is happening in today's schools, but it's not guaranteed that it is going to happen at the school you send your child to. But why not be prepared?
School systems are really in trouble. The educational system itself, the curriculum, and the teachers, all this stuff is being questioned because of its relevancy or lack thereof. So tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. Here's a new cell phone policy, the school's new policy. This is something that's gone viral. Mother posted about it, and the the caption is, "No pity, nope. So anyway, this lady's name is Dr. Rachel French. This viral tweet focusing on her daughter's school and the new policy there, saying officials can read, quote, any text message between students even after school hours. No, I'm not for that.
Exactly. So any text that was sent, whether it was during school or after school, and one of their things is they're trying to keep kids safe, and they want to make sure there's no bullying going on. But rather than trying to figure out who the bully is, how about you help kids who are maybe being bullied to not, like, how many kids die by suicide because they were told to by a bully?
Yeah.
So, like, focus on that. Fix that.
Well, I think the...
instead of going for the punishment all the time.
Yeah. So the Twitter, there were some people who thought that she was on the right path and others who said, no, it's not. So here we are with how do we get something done, because this person says, no, you can't do it, and the other person says, yeah, you can. One person responded to her first tweet, why is there a need for children to have phones during the school day? Thank you. Should be handled...
Today's society, if kids need to call during an emergency.
Oh, what? Come on. Seriously? How much of this stuff? You're scaring the hell out of kids as it is with all of this. Who's going to grow up normally? My son and I were talking about this the other day, because he's involved now in an educational pursuit, both public and private schools in Los Angeles, and he can't believe the number of neurotic kids that are from teenagers to people in their 20s. The neuroses and the creation of these neuroses come, which comes first, the bullying or the tool that created the ability for them to bully?
Well,
bullying
that's the hard
has always
part,
gone
too,
on.
Because you can't stop living your life just because things are happening. And that's one of the things that people do have to push through. Anxiety is real, depression is real, but it's once you identify it, what are you going to do about it? How are you not going to let that dictate the rest of your life?
All right, how old is this Dr. French's child? How old is this? Is this a junior high school youngster, high school youngster, younger? That's what I'm trying to figure out. There ought not
yeah,
to be.
If it was a middle school or a
yeah,
who,
why would
something.
You have to have a phone? I know I sound like a curmudgeon-y old you know what, but this is, I don't get it, frankly. This, in my mind, creates more problems than it could possibly ever solve.
But also, isn't it personal property?
Well, not only that. It's not only that. Yes, it is personal property. It's none of your damn business what's on it unless it mm-hmm. affects the overall operation of the school. So they're way off base there. But again, I'm trying to find out by looking at this what we're talking about for ages. What age group are we talking about? What age group for her? How old is her child? Why is there? I go back to what this other mother said. Why is there a need for a child to have phones during the school day? It should be handed in at the start of the day. Not even, you don't take them to school. Focus on your work. Hello, not texting in classes.
Well, but can't both be true that you can have a phone, but also teach responsibility that it stays in the bag and you're not messing with it when you should be learning?
Well, I don't know. I think it gets too tempting, frankly, Jay. It's so right there. I mean, I find myself when I'm in my truck going, if I'm on the farm in the afternoon, looking at messages or sending stuff out to, you know, get me to the next level. I just think it becomes a crutch, and it's too early for them to use it as a crutch. That would be my bottom line. 48 after the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen. Well, this is actually a focus on your health. Doug Steffen's Good Day program has a lot of different things that we focus on, and one of them is your health and well-being, and presenting different points of view for you to think about. One of the personalities who presents is a gentleman named Dr. Jack Stockwell, here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, to talk about the obesity problem, among other things. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for this new... this is something that you would be pretty interested in your office and elsewhere. It's called Eden Pure. Have you heard of Eden Pure, other than maybe me talking about it?
Well, I don't know it any more than what you said.
All right, so Eden Pure, they have one of the devices is called the Thunderstorm, and it's an air purifier, 100 times better than any other HEPA air purifier that are bigger. This is really a compact thing. It's very cool, Jack. We probably ought to get one of these. It fights allergies, removes smoke from the air, dust, chemicals, all kinds of stuff, smells. It's very cool. So if this sounds of interest to you, and why would you want to have a clean home, especially you can have the three-pack for different places in your home, save $200 on that using Doug3 as the discount code when you go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. But it's so important to have healthy air. There's nothing worse than walking into a place, Jack, you know it as well as I, walking into a place there's stale air or somebody's been smoking in it. Gross. So you can get rid of it with that, with Eden Pure. Okay. So I have been making no secret about the back pain issues and the shoulder issues that I have. I thought it was very interesting. There is a something floating around that we were talking about actually on the air here, connecting the brain and your back in a communicative sense. There's a course that's being offered as a treatment for back pain that changes how your brain works, sort of like the spirit-mind-body connection. This 12-week Sure. course focuses on the nervous system rather than painkillers. And you're a Nuka chiropractor, so you manipulate people And I would think that, this study shows manipulation leaves twice as many people pain-free as conventional treatments, painkillers, that kind of stuff.
Now, research has been going on for decades to underlie that fact.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, only about 30% of your nervous system is locomotor control, getting you up and moving you across the room. 70% is sensory data coming in through all of the body's sensory network to the brain, telling the brain where it is, what's going on, temperature, food, all different kinds of things. So think about that for a second. The brain is more concerned with what's going on around it than being able to make the body move. And there's a connection all up and down the spine, but especially at the top of the neck, that controls everything muscularly in the back as far as balance against gravity is concerned. And I couldn't agree with what you just said any more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something to think about, because we have so many people being sold every single commercial break on radio and television. There's a commercial for some kind of drug. And it can't be that all this stuff is good for you. It just can't be. It just is.
Well, the flood of drug commercials isn't for you to figure out which one you need. It's to keep the idea in your head that when you have a problem, must be a drug for me out there somewhere.
Right, exactly. Pain, drugs. Yep. Okay. So, and part of the pain problem is with youngsters who are growing up being just so fat. Obese is the politically correct name.
No, it's more than overweight. This study that came out of Louisiana State University, they're talking about 1 in 5 kids are now obese. Not overweight, obese.
Yeah.
That's where they have a certain amount of fat percentage, but the BMI, the
body mass index,
right, is over 30.
Oof.
And it is, and it's hitting at the puberty stage of kids.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, and the reason I brought this to your attention, is that the drug companies now, rather than sponsoring life-altering pathways for kids to be able to get better nutrition and make better decisions, they're getting ready to flood the market with drugs to help obese kids.
Drugs.
Weight
loss drugs. Big market, billions of dollars there.
Yep.
So look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.